Oh, meu Deus. Oh, meu Deus. Oh, Brazil. Tim Omen's my sexy. Does Brazil have the sexiest people? Yes, they do. Bem-vindo, eos. Future fashion icons, su Michael Freebie. Michael Freebie. E estare na contigim regressiva dos mais sexy do Brasil. Have you seen Brazil's leading ballet star, Romulo? I think his name is pronounced Romulo, but it looks like Romulo, so I'm going to say Romulo. Romulo Castillo, he's the current leading man at Uruguay's Ballet Nacional Sodré, and he just debuted as the leading man in Don Quixote. Oh my god, and he wears that sexy, tight-fitting brown outfit. But most importantly, Romulo, or Romulo, was recently seen practicing in a very tight-fitting hunter green color one-piece bodysuit. So many jumps, so many twirls, and such perfect hair. Venha me pegar, Romulo. LED, the designer LED, recently showed at the recent Sao Paulo Fashion Week. Oh my god, SPFW. So LED recently released a series of shirts depicting a cartoon gay male couple with a giant heart between them and the words Faça amor, gostoso demais. Wait, Gemize. It starts with a D, but it's actually said Gemize, so it looks like Demize, but it's Gemize. Oh my god, that's wild. How there? So in Brazil, their R's are pronounced like H's, and their D's are pronounced like J's. Anyway, so Faça amor, gostoso demais, which translates to make love too tasty. Oh my god, that's so hot. The shirts were premiered at the recent SPFW when LED sent the sexy supermodels Guy Blanco, aka Guil. Is that Guilherme? Guilherme? Whatever. Blanco and Warley Diaz down the SPFW runway, where he had them hold the two sexy supermodels holding hands. Guy paired the shirt with short denim booty shorts and Converse with his hair slicked back, while Warley paired the shirt with a super baggy pair of jeans and extra cool sunglasses. Faça amor, gostoso demais. Speaking of Guy Blanco and SPFW, the way model superstar Guy also walked the runway for designer Igor Dodona's new 2025 collection, where Guy wore a sexy preppy look consisting of short gray shorts and a white Victorian-esque long sleeve button-up shirt. It had kind of flowing sleeves, and the center area where it's buttoned up had that very Victorian Lestat effect. Faça amor, gostoso demais. Igor Dodona's runway looks were epic. They were very sexed up 90s aesthetic business wear, but it also kind of looks like Igor Dodona may have watched Interview with a Vampire and The Craft on repeat. I love that, though. I love The Craft and I love Interview with the Vampire. My favorite Igor Dodona 2025 look were the silky black dresses and silky black mini skirts, which he had a lot of, and all of them Igor paired with sheer black pantyhose, black open toe heels, and subtle accessories by Swarovski, including but not limited to subtle sparkly Swarovski embellishments on the belts and on the sashes of the black various silky black dresses. Oh my god, that is so hot. Meanwhile, over in Italy, the queen of Monte Carlo herself, Liliana Castellic, was spotted at the Four Seasons Hotel in Florence, Italy, where she was photographed for Catch All. Catch All has amazing clothing, as Liliana showed. Lilyjana showed up wearing a rose red, which is a color that I consider hot pink, but they call rose red, bondage dress by Catch All, and the Queen of Monte Carlo was hot. The dress had a super high leg slit that went all the way up to Lilyjana's waist, showing off her world-famous legs, while the top half of the dress had sparkly embellished cutouts all along the arms and a giant cutout at the waist. Oh my god, Lilyjana was serving the body yaddy yaddy. Lilyjana paired the sexy catch-all dress with nude pantyhose by Calzedonia, hot pink sandals by Stuart Weitzman, hot pink purse by Dune London, and blinged-out chandelier earrings. And the Queen of Monte Carlo is still in Florence, Italy as we speak, as she was spotted walking the streets of Italy once again on Monday afternoon in a pastel lime green blazer dress paired with baby pink Versace Medusa bag. I've been wanting this Versace Medusa bag, but in lavender. And she also wore matching baby pink open toe Versace heels. Lilyjana completed the look with pointy hot pink sunglasses, subtle nude pantyhose, hot pink nail polish, a thin rainbow jewel belt where it was different colored jewels making the colors of the rainbow by Dolce & Gabbana, and a giant gold Versace Medusa pendant necklace. Oh my god, Lilyjana, the Queen of Monte Carlo. Kanye West just released some new Yeezy over the weekend. Oh my god, all of the new Yeezy. This time, Kanye West's Yeezy collection comes in an ivory palette and a heather gray palette. He released various t-shirts, hoodies, socks. Oh my god, Yeezy. JoJo Siwa recently had the most epic moment in music of 2024. Oh my god, she had hit the red carpet. I think it was at the iHeartRadio Awards. She had her makeup done like Kiss in black. I actually recently did my makeup like Kiss prior to JoJo, but I mean, she looked hot, she looked flawless, she looked fierce. Oh my god, her epic peak Kiss look was so lit. Her new song Karma is the greatest song of 2024. I feel like this year has been the best year of music. All those epic new releases by like J-Lo, Dua Lipa, whoever else, but JoJo Siwa's Karma was the best new release so far. And then she released that music video where it shows her rolling around in the mud with a sexy lesbian lover as they bust out all the epic choreography, and JoJo does all of the epic dance moves all in the mud with her Kiss look. Oh my god, that is so lit. But then JoJo recently resurfaced for Miami Pride, where she remade her sexy Karma music video look, but in silver, where she did that Kiss makeup, rock, glam rock makeup, but it was in silver this time, and she wore a silver leotard with retro rainbow-colored glam rock Kiss-style shoulders. It was kind of like Rainbow Bright, but remixed as like Kiss glam rock. Oh my god, it was so lit. Oh my god, JoJo needs to go on tour. JoJo needs to, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Oh mio Deus. Madonna, oh my god, Madonna just landed in Brazil. Everyone is anticipating Madonna being in Brazil this week, and a lot of people are anticipating the forthcoming Met Gala, but many more people are anticipating Madonna in Brazil. Madonna just recently ended her tour in Mexico, but prior to that, she did her tour in Miami with special guest Ricky Martin, and Ricky Martin received lap dances from Madonna's sexy dancers as they stripped their clothes off to get on Ricky Martin's lap. Oh my god, that is so hot. And Ricky Martin even has his own iTunes show is that called iTunes, Apple show, where he's wearing lots of skimpy outfits, including a Speedo, oh my god, and a kilt, a short kilt I saw. Oh my god, Ricky looks so hot. But anyway, so Madonna also did her shows in Mexico, where her final guest in Mexico was Salma Hayek, dressed as Frida Kahlo. Oh my god, and now Madonna is preparing for her show in Brazil, which is going to be free this weekend, all seats, and it's expected to have over 1 million attendees at Copacabana Beach. Oh my god, who will her special guest be? I know she has that song with Anita, but I also know that I've been wanting a reunion of Madonna with Tokisha. I have not seen Madonna with Tokisha since earlier this year, but Madonna's entire tour has her performing an entire song dedicated to Tokisha, with Tokisha all over the video screens. I'm going to need a full-on Madonna-Tokisha reunion in Brazil. Oh my god, that is so lit. And a lot of people are also speculating that Madonna's concert in Brazil this weekend might also feature special guest Pablo Vittar. And multi-platinum superstar Pablo Vittar is also currently on the cover of the new issue of Billboard Brasil, wearing a ruffly red dress with blinged-out sunglasses and matching blinged-out bowtie-shaped earrings. Pablo Vittar has been releasing visuals for her new album, let's hope I pronounce this correctly, Batidão Tropical, Volume 2, and Pablo just released her latest music video a few days ago for Falta Coragem. In the video for Falta Coragem, Pablo is seen with long flowing orange hair in a golden shade of orange with matching lipstick, and she has pastel makeup look that's very reminiscent of Pat McGrath's recent doll looks. Oh my god, Pablo in the doll eyelashes, the layering of white and soft lavender eyeshadow. Pat McGrath would be very proud of Pablo Vittar's Falta Coragem music video. And Pablo wore pastel booty shorts that are virtually a G-string, showing Pablo's body yaddy yaddy, along with cream-colored fur knee boots with thick fur, all set to an orange backdrop that shows what appears to be a beach in the very far distance as Pablo twerks. It's a very good song, actually. Second best song, second to Jojo Siwa. Pablo's backup dancers have been going viral due to how sexy they looked at Pablo's recent concert at Hopi Pride. My personal favorite of all of Pablo's viral backup dancers is Thiago Rocha. Thiago has the flawless abs, the curly hair, the thick lips, and is always spotted dancing in crop tops. And Thiago has a full sleeve tattoo of Nonstop Roses. Oh my god, I would love Thiago to bring me a rose. Artwork for this episode of Future Fashion Icons is based on the new clothing collection by Ferrari, which debuted in Milan a few short weeks ago. Oh my god, the artwork for this episode features me with Brazilian sex symbol Igor Calamari, as depicted by Venezuelan superstar illustrator Pili Polly. Igor Calamari was recently seen at Brazilian sex symbol Andrés Santos' birthday party, where Igor escorted Andrés wearing a black suit with a matching black masquerade mask. But for this episode's artwork, Igor Calamari is escorting me wearing a sexy blue suit. Igor also just posted on his IG story showing off his body yaddy yaddy, wearing preppy reading glasses and Calvin Klein underwear. Oh my god, Pili Polly illustrated me being escorted by Igor Calamari, but I'm going to need to be escorted by Igor Calamari in real life. And after saying calamari so many times, I'm going to need to eat some calamari, as in the seafood. Future Fashion Icons has been dominating the iTunes charts worldwide. This past episode had reached the top 40 of the main iTunes charts in Japan. Oh my god. Oh my deuce. And the episode also reached the top 50 in Norway. Oh my god, I love Norway. So Met Gala is coming, and so is Madonna's Brazilian concert, but they're not the only big worldwide events coming this weekend. Ballet superstar Jakob Pfeifferlich, who is the main leading dancer at Bavarian State Ballet, is headlining the prestigious International Ballet Star Gala in Taipei, Taiwan. And there are now posters of Jacob looking sexy all over Taiwan promoting this prestigious worldwide gala. Oh my God, I want a Jacob Pfeifferlich poster. France's F Twinks, aka French Twinks, has released a new video game app for phones everywhere that is starring Val Meunier. Oh my God, I love Val Meunier. Val Meunier is my main fave. And they recently hinted that I may be starring in the video game also soon in a level with Val Meunier. Oh my God, I would love to star in a level with Val Meunier, both in real life and in the French Twinks new iPhone app. That is so sexy. I'm definitely going to be playing this F Twinks app on repeat. So, my best dressed of the week, Andrés Santos. Oh my God, Andrés Santos literally showed up to his own birthday party wearing nothing but a pair of black pantyhose and a black masquerade mask. Oh my God, goals. The party was packed with the A-list of Brazilian megastars and sex symbols, and by the end of the night, Andrés has stripped down to nothing but a nude-colored jockstrap, where he and all of the Brazilian megastars filmed their own mini music video twerking in their underwear. That is so hot, but I did love his first look the best, the one with the masquerade mask and the pantyhose, which he also filmed a music video with of him with Igor Calamari, who was wearing the black suit with black masquerade mask. Oh my God, Igor Calamari is such a sexy escort, and Andrés Santos is the sexiest of all time. Oh my God, Andrés Santos. Andrés was also recently spotted at a luxurious wooden sauna, all oiled up and wearing nothing but a black G-string. Yo quiero você, Andrés. Você me faz formigar tudo. José Enrique, aka Zé Longuinó was just spotted getting a charcoal mask and haircut at Barbaria Black Zone. Oh my God, but I love Zé Longuinó's recent cow ensemble. Oh my God, so much cow. The cow speedo, the cow biker bra pulled up to show Zay's breastises, the long white gloves with the dangly fringe, the furry cow leg warmers that look like knee boots, and he had like some sort of cow print Oxfords. I think they were kind of platform Oxfords. And most definitely the cow purse Zay wore. Oh my God, and Zay's hot body and sexy dance moves. Zé Longuinó is so hot. They even recently did a TV show in Brazil where they asked people on the streets to rank a photo of Zay, and almost everyone gave Zay a perfect 10 out of 10. I agree, Zay is definitely a 10 out of 10. São Paulo Fashion Week. I loved João Pimenta's oversized pink tartan blazer with giant utility pockets all over it, and I love the supermodel he put in it, Mega Models and Elite Model World's supermodel, Iago Santibanez. I love that João Pimenta put Iago Santibanez in three different pink tartan ensembles and colored Iago's hair baby pink to match the ensembles. My favorite of all the three ensembles was a long tartan trench coat made of a thick sweatsuit material with matching joggers. Oh my God, that is so lit. And all the looks were paired with giant sunglasses. Oh my God, these were such good looks. And elsewhere on João Pimenta's SPFW runway, he also had a nude color. Is that called a boiler suit? It's like a pant suit. It's a boiler suit, I think. And it's nude. I love that as well. At Andre Lima's SPFW Spring 2025 runway show, I loved all the gigantic earrings. all the, it was like the earrings were long hair weaves coming from the ears. I loved all the big cat eye makeup at Andre Lima's show. My favorite Andre Lima dress was a black dress that appeared to be made out of long black human hair with slumped shoulders. Is that called slumped shoulders? Featuring even more flowing human hair off the shoulders. And the dress was paired with nothing but sheer black pantyhose underneath, aka I would totally wear this. The look was also paired with earrings that also appeared to be extra long flowing black hair. Oh my god, and the swirly updo hairstyle on the model that wore it to dramify the Weevilicious ensemble and the model's cat eye. The collar of the hairdress was like a glamorous giant silver bangle with nonstop hair coming out of it, and the arm loops were also giant silver bangles with nonstop hair coming out of them, and the hair weave earrings also had silver trim. Oh my god, so glamour. Oh my deuce. Patricia Vieira. Patricia Vieira's long sleeve bright red leather dress with the extra long bright red fringe that fans out like a cape. I loved that, and I believe she had like little red glovelets to go with the whole ensemble. I loved Patricia's bright yellow 1960s Art Deco inspired dress with cinched waist as well. We all know I love monochromatic nude looks and monochromatic chocolate brown looks, and Missy, is that Misky, Missy, Mishy, Mishy? Mishy, creative director Aaron Martin, served up a whole lot of those monochromatic looks for their Spring Summer 2025 collection at Sao Paulo Fashion Week. They had a silky chocolate brown dress with waist cutout and long train paired with sheer chocolate brown pantyhose, brown lipstick, and brown leather cufflets. And the heels were kind of a caramely color, I think. Caramely color, and they were like a crocodile print. I also loved a Mishy look where it was a light nude businessy blouse with thick chocolate brown lining and a light nude waist sash paired with sexy, silky chocolate brown skirt, chocolate brown pantyhose, and nude heels. And the look was finished with an almost ombre chocolate nude ombre eyeshadow. I am going to need an ombre nude to chocolate or chocolate to nude eyeshadow look. Oh my god, that is so hot. Brazilians are so sexy. Oh meu Deus. Brazilians, my sexy. So that wraps up this week's Future Fashion Icons. I hope you tune in next time, where I will be sure to be recapping the road to the Met Gala. Tune in next time. Talk to you all soon. Bye.